this method of teaching. On day 8, the learning outcomes for that pupil scenario is released. So the student will check whether they have learnt or whether they covered the theoretical knowledge, theoretical information, or that also gives them a bit of time to go back and do some more reading. At the same time, we give them a clinical reasoning scenario. So the first week is to really establish their theoretical base, theoretical knowledge. Second week is aimed towards application of theory into clinical practice at consultant level. So the clinical scenarios are posted, more intense discussion takes place on the forum, and at the end of the week, there are two tests. One is the assessment of the decisions they have made. We use that by two methodologies. One is a test called the script concordance test, which is a very exciting tool for looking at decision making. And the students are forced to make decisions, and then their decisions are compared with that of the expert faculty. So throughout the course, the students know where they stand in their decision making in comparison to experts, and this will carry on for the 2 years of the course. And then the legal reasoning scenario will be presented by experts. Two or three experts will give the opinion, and therefore the student will know where they stand in terms of their planned decision or clinical reasoning on the outcomes of treatment.